Krista Hepburn with the County Grows.
Our topic for today is keeping houseplants healthy in the winter. And with me today is Quentin Wine, a new member of the Prince Edward Master Gardener Group and a new member of our community. Welcome, Quentin.
Thank you, Krista. On behalf of all of the members of our group, we are so pleased to have this opportunity to give to the community by appearing on your radio show.
So our topic for today is keeping plants healthy in winter. So where should we start?
Well, you know, I have a number of houseplants that I put outside in summer and then bring inside in winter. So why don't we start outside?
Okay.
As with any effort, the key is to plan ahead and set yourself up for success. So getting started early by leaving yourself a reminder in your calendar for a date to bring those plants in, those delicate plants, while the windows are still being left open overnight is a good idea. I usually bring my pineapples, my butterfly pea flowers, and avocado plants inside on my birthday, which happens to be 22 September. And any plant that you move inside and outside should be transitioned. So if you're going to transition to the winter, you should bring them back to indoor living and let them acclimatize for a couple of weeks in a sunny spot near an external door or a patio door, for example. For other plants in your garden that may not be that winter hardy, you can bring those inside to your garage or another space that'll have cool temperatures but won't, you know, experience the damaging effects of winter snow and ice and that sort of thing. So fall is a good time also to remove dead and broken plants, parts of plants, and to cut them back so as to orient them to starting off with a nice shape and structure when spring comes. This goes for indoor plants too. Some will be going dormant over the winter, and there may be some leaf drop. You know, you can expect that. It's just important not to let the leaves accumulate on the surface of the soil in the pot. You can also take that time to reshape plants that might be getting unruly or maybe outgrowing their pots. And so if you're going to repot, you should select the pot that's probably about an inch bigger than the previous pot. And you should make sure that they're watered in well, but also allowed to drain well. It's also a good time to propagate plants in the winter by taking cuttings or using other methods, which should develop roots in time to produce plantlets that will be ready for spring growth. Different plants have different requirements, so you may have to do some research on that. But the point is to keep in mind that we're not only maintaining plants through the winter, we're taking the time now to set the stage for the coming season of growth in the spring.
Sounds like a lot of work.
It is, and for most people it's a labor of love. If you're going to go out and spend the time and effort and money to establish a garden, whether it's inside or out, you should have an annual plan that includes both maintaining it and letting it be the best it can. So propagating can be a lot of fun, and of course it can save you a lot of money, and it makes a meaningful gift for people who would appreciate your efforts. You know, I was in Vancouver recently, and I got some Christmas cactus cuttings from a dear friend of mine, Maria Aspelater, who is 90 years old, and she told me that she had gotten her cuttings from her mother. So for me, it's kind of rewarding to know that Christmas cactus has survived a long time, and it's an interesting way to keep a certain kind of love alive in your house.
Oh, so you're a romantic.
Kind of, yeah.
Okay.
You know, plants are alive. they're part of us. So.
Okay, what else might be going on with you, with your plants inside the home?
Well, you know, having plants stay green and vital in your home through the winter is a great way to offset that dreariness of the long winters that we have here in Ontario. So let's start off with light. With shorter days in the winter, the sun's rays reach the sun at a more oblique angle, or reach the Earth's surface at a more oblique angle. And they have to transit through more of the atmosphere because of that. So not only do plants get less light because of the shorter days, but they also get less intensity of light. So plants react differently and have different light needs, but most crave as much light as possible. So to help them, we want to make sure that their leaves are clear of dust so that the light striking the leaves can have its effect. And you may want to take the time to reposition your plants around your house to take advantage of the way that the sun's rays are coming into your house during that time of year. You could note, too, that some plants need a certain amount of darkness to flower. If you have a Christmas cactus, for example, they need 13 hours of darkness in order to flower. And if they don't get it, they're not going to flower. A lot of people have them in a high traffic area or in, you know, a place that's frequently lit. And then they wonder why they don't get as many blooms as they wish they had.
There's a lot to think about.
Yeah, there sure is.
So what's next?
Well, we can also think of watering them. Most people water too much in winter. You know, keep in mind that in the wintertime, growth has slowed down and the plants have less demands. So people tend to water in the same way that they did throughout the rest of the year, but they should really cut back. And especially for succulents, you know, they often get watered at the same time as everybody else, whether they like it or not, and frankly, they don't. So succulents need very little water to begin with, and even less in winter. And as a rule, you should let the surface soil of your potted plants dry out to the touch and at least an inch deep before you begin watering again.
For us non-gardeners, give me an example of a succulent.
Well, like an aloe plant or, you know, cactuses, that kind of thing.
I see. But water is more than just adding tap water to the soil, right?
Yeah, you know, for sure. Plants get a lot of moisture from the water that's in the air in your home or your humidity. And it's important to understand how your home's heating and cooling systems affect your plants. Forced air may direct drafts of hot or cold air on plants that has a drying effect. So by that I mean, if you put a plant in front of your cold air return, there's going to be air sucking into that return that's going to travel over your plant and cause a draft. And the same thing for heat registers, of course. In-floor heating, if you have it, might provide some stimulation for growth of plants that they can take advantage of if you can get them to sit on the floor. It's important to make sure that you try to leverage your home's heating and cooling systems to the needs of your plants. Try to ensure that your home's humidity is kept stable at around 59%. And a lot of people have a humidistat that's built into your home thermostat, and what that does is it'll turn on a bathroom fan someplace to evacuate excess humidity if it needs be. You should know where the drafts are in your home and take steps to make sure the plants are not dried out by direct air flows or from heating vents or cold air returns. Fireplaces are also a problem sometimes, or space heaters, or even from frequently open doors. There really is a weather pattern inside your home, and your plants really depend on it.
Well, that's a lot of detail and sounds a little complicated.
It's not really, you know. It's a matter of understanding what your plant needs and what the conditions in your home are providing. So to be successful, you need to achieve a balance by adjusting here and there for what's going on in your home. Move your plants around a little bit if you need to get light or to avoid drafts. And make sure that the watering is what they need and only what they need.
Well, that's a lot to think about. And if someone needs help, they can always contact the Master Gardeners, right?
They sure can. And if they have any kind of gardening questions, they can get answers from us by contacting us through our website at www.pecmastergardeners.ca. Or through our Facebook page, Prince Edward County Master Gardeners. You know, we love to help other people enjoy gardening, and keeping on top of things is a big part of that.
Well, thank you so much for speaking with us today.
You're so welcome. Thank you, Krista.
Thank you. That was Quinton Wine, a new member of the Prince Edward Master Gardener Group and a new member of our community.